Hey everybody. So, first of all, it is Wednesday, May 10th. It's 9:40, and it is 23, but it's way warmer than yesterday. Thank you, Luke. Hello, Lucas. Hello, baby. How's it going? So, I have this weird manic energy today, but it's not like energy that is physical energy, because I did just come to the store. I went to the store to get us me and Kiki energy drinks. Hey, you know, you could just do that. That works too. It's this way too.
Yeah, I didn't want to come downstairs.
I know. I was gonna suggest this earlier. I was like, you know, we could just do it this way.
Yeah.
Feel easier too. I mean, it's actually really, really nice though. It's not cold out at all.
Okay.
But like, then again, it's also mosquito o'clock, so it's up to you.
Is there a lot of mosquito out?
I mean, not at the moment.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not seeing them, but I'm sure they're out. I'm not sure.
I actually think like the audio is better like this. Because, like, we're not both trying to use the same mic.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Bubbles coming up to you.
Okay. I hear him pitter-pattering.
Little pitter-patter feet.
Hey.
So I'm excited for this DoorDash thing. It's going to be exciting for me. Yeah, I'm really excited for it. Well, because like, I get to ride my bike again. I call it my Doom Machine because it has car-sized tires on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I've tested it through everything. I've driven through water with it, driven through sand, driven through snow. It's literally unstoppable.
I'm thinking like eventually we can use that money and just save up and get the electric one. And then we can just both do it.
Yeah, the electric one seems like a way better idea, you know?
Yeah.
Then we could drive it to work way easier. And that is way cool to ride an electric bike. It's like, boom, boom, wee! down the street.
It's a lot. It's really fun.
Yeah. My grandfather, before he passed, he was actually trying to teach me how to drive a motorcycle and get my M license.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But then him and my mom got into a dispute, and I wasn't able to see him until pretty much after he died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I've always wanted to get, like, a motorcycle on my arm to, like, what's the word that means that
I don't understand.
Yeah, that like, word.
Yeah.
I always wanted that on my skin. I thought that'd be a really nice way to do it. And my other grandfather loves wolves, so I wanted to do a wolf head on my other bicep for him.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that would be really nice.
Yeah. I just gotta find a good
person. That's really good.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna do a cross and Eli on the back of my ears.
Mm.
Which I heard doesn't hurt that much.
Okay. I wanted to get, like, the pansexual sign at the back of my ears.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. You know what? I might want to get one of those, too. I mean, like, because, like, I wear my earrings to show that. That's why I wear my earrings on my left side, to show people that. But I think maybe getting a tattoo, like you're thinking, is a good idea, too. It's not that I'm trying to, like, show people and, like, wave it around to people. It's just I feel comfortable with my own sexuality and I want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing for me because, like, I've never been comfortable with my own sexuality, like, ever. Yeah. I've never been comfortable with myself until now.
Do you want some of this ice cream?
What?
Do you want some of this ice cream? Because, like, I'm going ham at it.
Sure.
I can save you some.
No. Chocolate in particular, ice cream kind of makes my stomach go.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like an
Maybe
intolerance
I'll
to
save them
chocolate or
for
what
tomorrow.
it is, but.
Or I was saying maybe I should save some for tomorrow.
Yeah. You could like get more tomorrow anyway, or get like a bigger one.
Yeah, true. Can get one that both of us can enjoy. Why is the timer counting down?
Oh, because it has a certain amount of minutes you can be on for, but it pays me for how long you're on for too.
Okay.
I also noticed that Wisdom's paying me more money now to be on.
I didn't know it pays you.
Yeah, it does pay me. But it doesn't pay me
Like,
that
how much?
much.
How much did
Like,
it pay?
I mean, like, it pays me like 2 to 4 micro coins, which if I have enough for like 500 micro coins, I can get it $5 on a gift card or something
Okay.
like that. I believe I still have a gift card on the Apple Store. No, not in the Apple
Ooh.
Store. The come on, brain. The whatever thing it is on Android, whatever it's called. I don't know if it's called Play Store or whatever else.
The
So pretty sure I could get myself like an audiobook or something like that.
Yeah.
I've only ever cashed out twice on this app, but I feel like the way we've been going lately about this podcast, I feel like we're gonna get a lot more.
Yeah,
Also, I
more.
wanted to apologize to the audience for that random guy before. Like I didn't want to get off the show, but it's like I was kind of zoning out, and my brain was like, I don't know what he's talking about, and I don't want to kick him out and be rude. So I just kind of ended the cast.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be rude because he was on a nice tangent, and he was like talking about it, and I liked what he was talking about, but I couldn't relate, and I was like, ah, I feel like a bad host because I don't know what to say or what to ask.
Kind of just took over the cast.
Yeah, he did. He just like took a whole cast, just sat there talking, and I was like, okay, I'm not sure what to do, but I wanted to have like a bunch of people over and do like a big cast. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Lucas, I know you're listening. You should link me on Facebook, and we should try and do a hangout or something. I miss you. I'm bored. Because he's one of my friends that I've known since high school.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Was your high school experience like?
My high school experience, well, I was kind of an awkward kid. I was Aqua Taco all the time. I was the awkward, energetic kid that always made the wrong comments and got like kind of. I tried to be funny, but I didn't really have the social ineptitude to be funny. Like, people got it, but I didn't have.
Like the
Yeah, and I didn't know at the time I had BPD. I didn't know
charisma.
at the time I had BPD. So my BPD would tell me, like the voice in my head would tell me, "You're not funny. These people think you're stupid. You're an idiot.
Oh,
What's wrong with you? Why are you trying to do all that? These people never think you're funny." Even though people would invite me out to places and they try to be social to me, that inner voice would tell me that they're being fake. Don't trust them.
yeah.
And it's like I didn't know that I had a separate personality in my brain until I was an adult. And it's like, wow. That really explains why it's like why I had such a violent personality until I was on my pills.
Yeah.
He was quite violent, you know? He
Jungwook sucks.
was mean. He was very mean. I called him 18. He was very mean. Like I'm glad I'm on my pills now, and I don't hear his voice anymore. Makes me very happy. But I'm also glad that I got
You
properly
sure that's
diagnosed.
PPD?
I don't know. I talked to a doctor about it, and that's what he said it was.
Kind of sounds like DID or schizophrenia.
I think so. It might, honestly. Maybe I should get re-diagnosed again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't hear anything else anymore, and
At
I
least
sort
the pills
of.
work. So I guess you don't have to worry
Yeah.
about
Yeah, at least the pills work. But like, I was really, really hard on myself because of that. And I thought I was bullied, but I wasn't. I was just socially awkward.
Okay.
So like, in my
I'm
brain,
definitely bullied.
yeah. So in my brain, when people would make a comment towards me, my brain would immediately take that as criticism and try to reject them. Because my thing in
Yeah.
high school was, I'll reject you before you can reject me. Then
Yeah.
over time, I met with Lucas, slowly got me out of my shell, and then I met my best friend Javon, and then I met my friend Dakota. I reconnected
Yeah.
with my childhood friend Sean, and we started going on adventures at lunchtime and hanging out, and it really brought me out of my shell as far as social stuff goes. And I started being social towards more people. I started dating in high school. I started like really starting to enjoy life and being out of my shell, like dressing in different
Yeah.
outfits. And in high school, we don't know who the heck we are. So my color outfit choice was terrible. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This child. Oh my gosh. Okay. So one outfit I wore that I am particularly about is, so this one time I went to high school and I was wearing bright red leggings, right?
Oh, nice.
And it's like, oh, you could totally pull it off if you wore a black top on top of that or something like that. Nope.
Yeah.
I wore a bright green friggin' top. Looked
Oh
like a
my God.
freaking Christmas. And then
No.
because I didn't have a lot of money, I had them like crappy ass Zeller shoes.
Oh my God.
So they were like silver and blue with like that knockoff Nike symbol on it.
Yeah.
And I'm walking the thing, and then it's like, dude. Oh. And I was also the kid that didn't have a lot of money, so I always had pants that were like so high up that my ankle socks were just not a thing for me, so I had to roll them down in order for my ankles just to like not pop up all
No.
the time. And I was like, oh. So
Funny story about high school.
absolutely.
So when I got my report card, said that I was late 81 times. And I mentioned that to my teacher, and she was like, "That's how much days there is in one semester." So I was late every single day for the whole semester in high school. And I was away like at least once a week. Like I just school, I was so depressed and anxious. Like when I went to school and I would just think that everyone's looking at me and I'd get so paranoid. So I just like never went to school.
Yeah.
I think that if I was on my meds back then, I would have done so much better.
Yeah.
But everything happens for a reason, I guess.
Awesome, dude. Awesome. Lucas just texted me. Fantastic. Fantastic. Good to know, my dude. I will gladly reply to that text very soon after the cast. Yeah, man, I would love to hang out with you. It'd be awesome. I've been super bored.
Thank you, cat. Hi.
My cat in the background. Don't you love it when your cat's in heat and then you're just, the freaking animal's just making too much noise? You want to go up to it, just shake it, but you can't because you love it too much. It's
That's me with
like
Bobo
children.
every time. You're so
Can't believe
cute.
I can't believe that it's $600 to get a cat fixed, but it's only $300 to get a dog fixed.
Huh.
The hell?
So it's
I
double the
did.
price.
Yeah. Just join back up again. It's gonna kick you in like 2 seconds. I just didn't understand why it was so ridiculously high a price. And that's like a standard price for dogs.
Yeah.
Regardless of how big or small the dog is. And it's like, that's ridiculous. Cats are pretty much a size up from ferrets. So why
Yeah.
is it that I'm paying $600 for a cat to get fixed? The fuck?
It
So
is
it's
very
like, at
weird.
this point. Yeah, so it's like at this point, fudge it. Whatever. Shouldn't spray anywhere or make any messes, so fudge it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, it's nature.
Whatever. Anyway. It is nature,
It's
it's
not
natural.
wrong. And it's not like she goes through it like the whole year. It's just
Yeah, it's
month.
like the month or like the 2 weeks or whatever. It's
Yeah.
hard. Oh,
I'll talk to you about that when we get up.
so what is your experience in a swimming pool? Have you ever had any like good experiences, bad experiences?
Oh yeah, I have multiple bad experiences in a swimming pool. Well, not
Yeah.
pools, just like water.
Water, yeah.
I recently unlocked this new memory of when I was like a kid in Jamaica. And we went to my great grandma's house. She had a swimming pool. And my dad threw me in and was like, yeah, learn to swim. And I was literally drowning and he was just laughing and just telling me to like swim. And I'm just like drowning. Like, what the hell? I don't know. That memory just randomly unlocked a couple months ago or weeks ago.
That suck how like randomly our minds will like randomly give us these bad core memories or good core memories based on
Yeah,
things
it's
that
just
don't
like,
even matter?
oh, remember this. This is why you hate swimming now. Well, I
Yeah.
love water, but it's just, there was also this other time where my cousin just like dunked my head underneath the water and told me to swim again. And he was just holding my head down. I was like throwing up water, and when he like lifts me back up, I was just throwing up and just. And he's like, swim. And I'm just like, you're dunking my head underneath the water, like literally drowning me. So I've had some experiences with water. How about you?
I've naturally been a fish my whole life. So like
Nice.
I've naturally like been good at swimming. When I do have a very interesting cliff diving story.
Okay. I've always wanted to do cliff diving. I think that would be fun, but I can't swim.
Really? Because there's a cliff at my cottage.
Ooh. How big is it?
Let's say about a 10 foot drop. 10 to 6
Okay.
foot. So I just like run and jump off the top. I've always do bad. I always chicken out before I do it.
I'll need like a floaty.
Oh yeah, we definitely use life jackets when we go up there.
Okay.
Cause like that's it's very deep. So I mean there's also like a little miniature one you can jump off of to get your courage up. But it's like
Yeah.
last time I was there, I just couldn't do it because my brain just told me not to do it.
Oh, the one
I don't
good
know.
thing about being like chubby
Yeah.
is when you have extra fat on you, you float. So like I noticed like with my skinny friends, they can't like it's harder for them to like do back floating. With me, like I'm just so buoyancy, it's just like oop, come to the top.
There you go.
Oh, it's
Oh
like
man.
having your own life jacket just
Yeah.
on you.
So what are some interesting things about growing up in Jamaica?
I just have like negative stories. I don't really, I guess like the there's lots of like rivers and lots of water, which is really nice. It's very beautiful. Yeah, I really do miss that.
Yeah.
But
So
like I grew up in like the very ghetto area of Jamaica. Like I would hear like gunshots constantly. So when I came to Canada and it was so quiet, I was confused. I'm like, "Mommy, where's all the gunshots?" And then it was like right before Victoria Day, I came to Canada for the first time, and there was like a bunch of fireworks, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm comfy now. Those are the gunshots." Like I got so comfy with like all the fireworks going off because I'm just used to the loud noises.
So, my phone just alerted me. It's at like what percent am I at? Yeah, 4% all of a sudden. What the heck? I swear I charged it before I even started the cast. Oh well, I'll come up there and plug my phone in.
Okay. Can watch that
All
70s
right.
show. You enjoy it?
I do enjoy it. It's a great
Yay.
70s
Okay.
show. All right,
All right.
everybody.
Thank
If you
you,
haven't followed
guys.
us, consider following us. Spotify Podcaster is a great app that you can use for podcasting. I'm gonna do a qu that's only a quick little plug for now because my phone is going to die. So if you haven't followed me already on here, click that purple follow button, go on our page, and you can listen to all our chats on our Spotify page. All right, everybody, have a great night. Goodbye.
Bye.